Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon, but I got Evan on the board and you keeping me company on the phones, 844-967-2789. You can call or text that number. We are discussing, you know, the conservative broadcasting of what their plans are for 2023 when it comes to the chaos that is now abortion laws in Wisconsin and around the country. We were seeing a crackdown, specifically of like trigger laws, whether or not Wisconsin's going to have the 1849 law on the books, or the lawsuit by Attorney General Josh Call, supported by Governor Tony Evers, to clarify what the law of the land is in Wisconsin now, that it's been overturned. Is it the 1849 law? Is it a 1985 law that's on the books? It's unknown, but you got conservative lobbyists, attorneys that work to advance legislation in this state, that are saying, hey, in 2023, when the Republicans get off their butts and start working again, this is what we're going to try to get done. And they want to outlaw abortion pills, and they want to give the legal ability for somebody to sue a Wisconsin resident that goes and seeks an abortion in another state, where assumedly that would be legal in that state. It's fascinating that they believe this is something they can do. It shows no bounds for what conservatives are, what kind of control conservatives are trying to place on Wisconsinites that are seeking that care. I want to hear what you think. 844-967-2789. You can call into Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Up next, we got Ron in Milwaukee calling in. Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hi. You made me think of something from a few days ago. Do you remember a news item about Secretary of State Doug LaFollette? I'm getting an echo here in my ear. I may have trouble.
Hang on, Ron. I think you got your car going off or something. We got no echo on this end, so it might be on your side. But try. How about now? If we lose you, maybe I'll put you on hold, Ron. We'll get you. Evan will talk to you on the headset in the studio, and we'll see if we can get that sorted out. Up next, we got Wisco Paul calling in this afternoon. Wisco, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. I totally love Jeannie's calls. They're always so awesome. Want to take something away? Start with the blue pill. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Wisco. Yeah, I mean, if you really want to argue, I've made that argument on these airwaves.
It's been brought up on these airwaves. Yeah. A sex strike. I mean,
well,
you
not
know?
A sex strike.
But that's two sides of the same coin.
You could argue. But I haven't heard the argument for a sex strike. I don't know about that. I mean,
That was sort of early on. We had talked about it on another fine show on this fine station, and yeah.
Well, what Wisco, I think, is alluding to, that if it's God's will for the pregnant woman to have that baby, then it should
it's
be God's
will
that you don't get assistance in helping in that process,
yes.
For lack of a better term. I don't know how else. I'm not going to describe it any.
That was wonderfully descriptive.
Yeah, I mean, you don't. It's a whole. Something has to happen for that pregnancy to happen, and the little blue pills that Wisco is referring to would be something that goes against God's will. They are performance enhancing.
It's interesting,
you could say.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting argument.
I love hearing these. They're almost diabolical, right? Taking these new interpretations of very, very old laws and just turning it on them. It's like, look, the protections you're removing. They're not just targeted at women.
They're not.
I mean, yeah. You know, you had California Newsom out there talking about basically instituting a similar weapons ban, sort of modeled on the national abortion ban. And there's some really interesting ideas out there, and I'd like to see more of them.
Well, did you see the argument over the weekend? There was a Dallas-Fort Worth woman that was driving in the carpool lane.
Yep. And it's like, come on, guys. One or the other.
Yeah, it's...
The baby's
see,
a human being.
I don't want them to start taking these arguments, though, because the scary part is then... So to catch everybody up on the story, there was a Dallas-Fort Worth woman who was driving in the carpool lane, and she was alone. But she is pregnant. And so when she was pulled over by law enforcement officers for driving solo in that lane. She claimed, well, I have me and my baby. That's two people, what you refer to. You can't have it both ways, is essentially what her argument was. She still got a ticket for driving in that lane solo, is what the, I don't know, state patrol or whoever pulled her over, whatever authority it was that pulled her over. But now you've got conservatives down in Texas that are going to try to codify that. They want to say, okay, fine. There's personhood for a fetus. And that is one of the next steps that conservatives, I haven't seen it spoken out loud here in the state of Wisconsin, as some of the legislative priorities for conservative legal groups like the Thomas More Society. But it's definitely been talked around the nation of what, giving personhood status to a fetus. And they want criminal liability for somebody that does not bring a fetus to term. And now
child support starts 9 months earlier. Well, you know, the voting age is 9 months sooner. I mean, there's a lot of knockdown effects from this stuff.
But they're not thinking about any of those knockdown effects. Evan, they just want to say something and make it reality. They want to say that abortion is illegal, and then they want to be done at that point. That's all they want to think about it.
We won't let them be done. They can do what they're gonna do, but I think we should work really, really hard to make this a mess for them. They're not gonna do this easily.
No, by no means should anybody be laying down and taking this as the status quo. This is something that needs to be stood up against and fought against, because the Supreme Court's decision is gonna have ramifications that we're gonna see on politics and daily life for decades to come. This is the overturning of Roe v. Wade is one of those instances, but this court is not finished. And you can either gear up and get ready, or you can check out, which is what they want. And I refuse to do that. And for everybody listening here on Dueling Tangents, we appreciate you for staying involved, calling in, talking about these issues. Like Evan said, they got to be talked about. They can't be allowed to get away with these types of things. And we got to mobilize, we got to organize, and we got to be able to stand up against efforts and assaults like this, because it's just getting started, folks. This has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but would really appreciate Evan filling in on the board for me. If you missed any portion of this show, go check out the podcast. We got a podcast of all of our shows at devilradio927.com. You can click on the podcast tab. If you want to check out any of the podcasts for the Shaw 101 FM's programming as well, you can go over to that website, WAUK Radio, and click on the podcast tab there. You see a whole nother library of podcasts that you can listen to at your convenience. You can download the Devil Radio app and stream us wherever you go, at your convenience, even when you're outside of our listening area. And we'll be back tomorrow. We got some fun programming. Get ready, there's another House Select Committee on January 6th hearing tomorrow. Going to start at noon, broadcasted on these airwaves on Devil Radio 927 and the Shaw 927 FM and the Shaw 101 FM. So we're going to have some more content of that to talk about. But I will be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then.